and I think in a few minutes you'll know why.
The Lord into his garden comes, the flowers yield a rich perfume, the lilies bloom and thrive, the lilies bloom and thrive, refreshing showers of grace divine from Jesus flow to every vine and make the faint revive, and make the faint revive. Oh, that this dry and barren ground in springs of water may abound, a fruitful soil become, a fruitful soil become. The desert blossoms as the rose when Jesus conquers all his foes and makes all people one, and makes all people one. The Lord into his garden comes, the flowers yield a rich perfume, the lilies bloom and thrive, the lilies bloom and thrive, refreshing showers of grace divine from Jesus flow to every vine and make the faint revive, and make the faint revive.
I said that we started out as 17 individuals, and if anybody counted, there's at least 19 up here, and Bob's up in the bus asleep, so thought maybe I ought to explain that. About a week ago, our dancer, Amy Hill, flew out from San Francisco, joined us in New Haven, and on Friday, Mike Hogan flew out also from San Francisco and joined us. Will be with us for the rest of the trip. We expect to get back to San Francisco the 1st of September. Mike and Sheila Hogan are going to sing for you next. Last summer, they spent their vacation in England, and it really cemented an interest that they already had long had in English traditional music, and I think that's what they're going to do one of for you right now.
Good thing. This is a song called The Wedding Song.
Why did I love you?
been here all the three nights. We've all had a turn. We all got to do something. But if you were just here tonight, maybe there's some of us you don't know. And I'd really like to take a minute and introduce us all. The 20th member is Bill Steele, whose bass string broke when he was playing with the dub band there. He got his turn last night, and we've been singing a lot of his songs all across the way. And there's our resident artist, John Adams, who was the MC last night and has also been doing some singing. Let's see, who else have I missed now? The girls' string band never got introduced, right? That's Stephanie, and that's Ellen Tinkler and Sasha Yako. And I know you've all seen quite a bit of Larry Hanks, you lucky people. And John Adams, John Wilcox, who is our songwriter in residence and also got to sing last night and the night before. Have I missed anybody now? You all present and accounted for. As I said, this is our turnaround point, and we start back across the country. We'll be going kind of the northern route and then up through probably Wyoming and Montana and Idaho, across northern Idaho and Washington, down through Oregon along the coast, and it's really going to be great. I mentioned that our main form of travel was this 47 Chevrolet school bus. Well, what we were planning to use is sort of a dinghy or lifeboat, a VW camper. Unfortunately, the camper blew up its engine in Saratoga a couple of weeks ago, and we had to buy a new engine, which brings me back to our artist in residence, John Adams. Fortunately, John had made up a bunch of posters that we were using for publicity for our various gigs. And in order to replace that engine, one of the things that we're trying to do is sell these beautiful, marvelous posters. Would one of you please kindly get up here and help me demonstrate these posters? We can everybody see them. This has our pictures of all of us by name and the dates and the places where we've been and where we expect to go. For 50 cents, you may have one of these, and your life will be sweeter thereby. You can buy a lot, paper your bathroom or something like that. It's a nice color. It's orange. And they're for sale for 50 cents up at the Folk Legacy booth.
I'd like to mention also that this is a very psychotic poster. I had a stereo in my car for a couple years. And you notice the tape reels around here and then plays past the head, which seems to be going the wrong way back around into here. And this is, we like it in here, and we hope you do too. And you can have one of these for only. Hope you do.
50 cents. Before I get us up for our last, all right, I'll do it. You've heard a lot of stories this weekend, but I have to tell you another one. It's how come we hoop a lot. Carry on like that. Okay. We call ourselves Hoopers. We have a friend named Jack Link. He's a very fine banjo player. And he's been living up. Well, he also plays mandolin a little, plays good guitar. Anyway, he's been living up around Seattle lately. He was living out in what's practically a rainforest out in the Olympic Peninsula. And if you think any of us look odd or any of the folk musicians you've seen around this place in the last few days, you just never saw Jack Link. The missing link, right on. He, right arm. He really looks sort of out of state. So anyway, all right. I've got him up there in the Olympic Peninsula, right? And he's hitchhiking. He needs to get into town to do a gig and make a little money. And he's way out in the country. And an old farmer who we suspect had sort of been out of circulation lately comes along. And he gives Jack a ride, but he looks at him, as in one well might, rather suspiciously. Keeps giving him these sidelong glances as he's driving along, you know. Looks a little bit worried, as a matter of fact. And finally, he gets up his courage, and he says to Jack, "You ain't one of them hoopers, are you, what smokes that L.E.O.? Hoop! Well, Jack thought it over. He's like that. He'd take it very seriously. You know, he'd actually think about it for a while. And then he finally assured the man that he wasn't, but he really was. So, anyway, our final thing here will be an appearance as the Greater Berkeley Strict Temperance Sacred Choir. They'll all come forward. And while they're doing that, I just have to say, try to express some little bit of what's in my heart about what this trip has been. you just can't imagine how great people have been to us. Like, here we're turning around, and what a beautiful final thing for the East. But coming across, the first thing was Harry Tufte and everybody at Denver, and we played there, and then on to the Boyers in St. Louis that took us in and bathed us and fed us and had us put on a beautiful concert. And you just can't believe up through Peyton's put us up for days. And I mean, the sheer numbers. Can you imagine? If we were the nicest, quietest people in the world, which God knows we're not, we would still, it would be like an impact on you, just the sheer numbers. And you take all of these hoopers and these dogs, we descend on somebody. They feed us, they wash our clothes, they take it. It's just beautiful. And I want to thank everybody and thank all of you, too. We love being here.
Saratoga was the turning point of the Revolutionary War, and we found it very interesting.
Children, come on.
This is a song that Woody Guthrie and Cisco Houston used to sing called Sewing on the Mountain.
Help if you want to.
Yeah, please sing.
In D's.
In what? In D?
D's. Be sharp. E minor.
Sewing on the mountain, reaping in the valley. Sewing on the mountain, reaping in the valley. Sewing on the mountain, reaping in the valley. You're going to reap just what you sow. Well, God gave Noah that rainbow sign. Now God gave Noah.
Called the Blue Spring Rain that was written by Richard Wilkie of Albany, a member of the Pickin' and Singin' Gathering and a frequent visitor to Fox Hollow, who wrote it for Martha and Eric. Eric then made a psaltery arrangement of it and recorded it with Martha. Eric is a very good psaltery player now. We're gradually getting this instrument spread around like dulcimers too. So we're going to, I don't know what tune they'll do first, but among the tunes that they'll do is the Blue Spring Rain, and Becky Boyer is going to play the psaltery. This is Martha.
We'll do the Blue Spring Rain first, since that was a nice introduction.
Will I know my love when the fields turn warm? Will there be a song in the early morn? Will there be a flower on the lowland plain? And will dove be flying in the blue spring rain? They roll across this land and they're gone. That distant shore, trample down the flower on the lowland plain, and kill the dove a flying in the blue spring rain. Because
of my master compelled me from home. No kindred or relatives nigh I met the contagion and sang to the tomb. My soul flew to mansions on high. Go tell my companion and children most dear to weep not for me. Now I'm gone, the same path that led me to seas most severe has kindly assisted me home. Child of spring, spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love, who wakes at the dawning of June. Summer is the father of all. Fall and the rustle of leaves. Leaves and the colors of joy that grow in the seasons of peace. Snow is the blanket of home, tending the cradle of peace. Is the blessing of love that sleeps on the bosom of spring. Soft is the coming of love that walks with the mother of May. Tender the moment in June when peace is the child of spring. False are the bickering reins of honor, of homeland, of war that nourish.
lavish the torrents of hate that flow through the valleys of death. Cold are the patriot winds that scatter the bittering wheat. Strong are the seedlings of truth that grow in the seasons of peace. Peace is the child of spring. Spring is the mother of May. May is the sister of love, who wakes at the dawning of June.
Well, the Golden Ring isn't a musical group as such. We hope we're a musical, but we're not a group. Sort of a mob, occasionally.
The keys.
Well, the first song is called Come by the Hills. It's about a beautiful land of fantasy, perhaps. It comes out of Ireland, or the Hebrides of Scotland, but it's maybe more of a place just in the mind or the heart. And ask Barry O'Neill and my daughter Jennifer with her fiddle.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming. All right. And Eddie Trickett here on the guitar. Now this that I'm going to play here is the chanter, the practice chanter for the Highland bagpipe. A piper, when he's learning a new tune, learns it fingering first on this. If any of you have been hearing the bagpipes around, you'll know that it would be pretty painful to hear somebody sort of practicing a tune they didn't know. This makes it possible. A. Sounds good. Here we go. That's it. She's got it. Oh, here we go.
There what?
Oh,
come by the hills to the land where fancy is free. And stand where the peaks meet the sky and the lochs meet the sea. Where the rivers run clear and the bracken shines gold in the sun. All the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Come by the hills to the land where life is a song. And sing while the birds fill the air with their joy all day long. Where the trees sway in time and even the wind sings in tune. The cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done. Oh, come by the hills to the land where legends remain, where the stories of old fill the heart and may yet come again. Where our past has been lost and the future is still to be won. But the cares of tomorrow can wait till this day is done.
Be together.
Walk along together.
Pat and Victoria Garvey, who performed here last summer, they wrote some beautiful songs. This one is about a man who went prospecting for silver, but he says it's not the finding of the silver, it's the loving of the game. Searching hard. the good times going by. Got to have ourselves a few. Where I'm going has no end. What I'm seeking has no name. The treasure's not the taking, it's the loving of the game.
Well, this is the Golden Ring, and we recorded a number of songs last year, and the records are now out. Jack Stanesco sang on that record, introduced some lovely songs to us from the West Indies, where he had been in the Peace Corps. One of them was a sort of a sea shanty called Sam's Gone Away. Well, since Jack's not there tonight, we thought we'd dedicate this to Women's Lib, and we'll say it was Samantha Has Gone Away. In this case, Samantha will be portrayed by all these young ladies. We'll each take a verse. So, let me start off again.
Let's start at the end and just move on down. I mean, for the individual verses. Start at that end and come this way.
I were a steward, a boarding man of war.
Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war.
Oh, I wish I I forgot.
Sam
gone away, a boarding man of war.
Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war.
Oh, I wish I were the captain, a boarding man of war.
Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war.
Oh, I wish I were the only girl aboard the man of war.
Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war.
Oh, I wish I were a steward, a boarding man of war.
Oh, Sam gone away, a boarding man of war. Pretty work, brave boys, pretty work, I say. Sam gone away, a boarding man of war.
Song that Melissa Trier and
Michael
Oh, this is going to be another song from the Irish tradition. It's an instrumental that we learned from Michael Cooney, who is going to join us now.
Okay.
This concertina. It's a little tune called The Hunt. Melissa Trier will be on recorder, and Jennifer Armstrong, the fiddle tuner, will be tuning her fiddle. and my daughter Rebecca will play the guitar, which is hopefully is already in tune.
That's like an E. Voila, viola. Most of the music played by the assembled is played in various houses rather than professional stages. Usually when we play in the houses, we smile a lot more.
You know what I mean? Okay, let's do it.
Thank you. fact, I think that's a lovely idea, the Wild Mountain Time. And we have in our presence somewhere there the man who I think introduced that song to us, and I think to this country, Sandy Payton. And of course, you're all invited to join in this chorus.
For the summertime is coming, and the leaves are sweetly blooming, and the wild mountain time blooms around the blooming heather. Will ye go, lassie? By yon clear crystal fountain, and on it I will pile all the flowers of the mountain. Will you go, lassie? And we'll all go together to pull wild mountain time all around the blooming heather. Will you go, lassie? My true love, she won't go. I will surely find another to pull wild mountain time all around the blooming heather.
Catch me in that windy the smallest of all. He sang out, "Oh, skipper, come haul your trawl all in that windy old weather, stormy old weather. When the wind blows, we'll all pull together." Up jumped the crab with his great long claw. He sang out, "Oh, skipper, you'll run her ashore in that windy old weather, stormy old weather. When the wind blows, we'll all pull together." Up jumped the flounder, lies flat on the deck. He cried out, "Oh, skipper, don't step on my neck in that windy old weather, stormy old weather. When the wind blows, we'll all pull together. Come, all you sailormen, listen to me. I've sung you a song of the fish of the sea in that windy old weather, stormy old weather. Blows, we'll all pull together."
I think I'll start singing bass. You're going to sing this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to go work.
I guess.
Logistics become difficult when you're only doing two things and they both require...
I learned this song in high school, and I think I still know it. Harry Tuft knows the chorus, and we're gonna work it out. There were three ravens sat on a tree. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. And they were black as they might be with a down. The one of them said to his mate, "Where shall we our breakfast take?" With a down, derry, 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 down, down. Down. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. There lies a knight slain under his shield with a down. His hounds, they lie down at his feet, so well they tend their master's keep. With a down, derry, 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 down. His hawks, they fly so eagerly. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. That there's no fowl dare come him nigh with a down. Yonder comes a fallow doe, as great with young as she might go. With a down, derry, 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 down. She lifted up his bloody head. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. And kissed his wounds that were so red with a down. She lifted him upon her back and carried him to earthen lake. With a down, derry, 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 down, down. She buried him before the prime. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. She was dead herself ere in some time with a down. God grant every gentleman such hawks, such hounds, and such a layman. With a down, derry, 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 down. Three ravens sat on a tree. Down, a down, hey, down, a down. And they were black as they might be.
and I have been sharing a manager for the past year, and last spring we decided to do a set of solos together when we perform. Most of the things that Chef does, he writes. And, so I can face him. I'm going to sing a little harmony with Shep this time.
I've got a lover, she borrows my time. And then I've got another who's captured my mind. If I held a mirror to tell dreams from the truth, then I'd have one lover and I'd know what to do with you, with you. One makes me potions mixed in her heart. The other paints me rainbows I can't live without. One lets me know her straight to the eyes. The other lets me fly. And I like to my left hand is turning, my right hand lies, and my right hand is waiting for some brutal surprise to
bad lover in?
No. Yeah. What? No.
Where the green grass played the songs and the flowers were singing in the summer, we felt that the world was made of ice and the city would melt. I had better believe we were as both as free as a breeze, blowing over my words and as high as a bird's, dropping clamshells down on the world. But she's a
bad lover in the summertime, bad lover in the fall. You can't love her any other time, she got no loving left at all.
Dungeon drifts and my stairway is covered in cold and my thoughts all turn down and sit black like soot on the snow. I wish I didn't know and I didn't believe that she said she got tired of me and I was making her bleed. Said she'd have to go. I was the first and last one to know that
she's a bad lover in the summertime, a bad lover in the fall. You can't love her any other time, she got no love left at all.
She's a
time, bad lover in the fall. You can't love her any other time. She got no love left at all. A bad lover in the fall. I can't love her any other time. She got no love left at all.
She's a bad
lover in the summertime. Bad lover in the fall.
I can't love her any other time. She got no love left at all.
She's a bad lover in the summertime. A bad lover in the fall. I can't love her any other time. She got no love left at all.
It's late. After the next performance,
I'm going to start off with a song called Marco Polo, which is about one of the famous sailing ships. I recorded this on a record called Pleasant Delightful, which is a series of records of traditional singers, which probably won't get a chance to make any records of their own. So if you see any of these records about, buy them, because they're really good. The Marco Polo was one of the ships which was on the Australian run during the gold rush. And what used to happen, the men used to jump ship when they got to shore and take off and see if they could make their fortune. But this particular ship had a very bad captain whose name was Bully Forbes. And he used to think of all kinds of ideas and ways to keep men aboard once they reached the shore. In this particular case, he declared that there was scurvy on board. Marco Polo.
Oh, the Marco Polo's a very fine ship, the fastest on the sea. And Australia's to run, we soon will land. Bully Forbes, you can look for me. Gonna jump the ship in Melbourne town, gonna dig in gold. There's a fortune found beneath the ground where the eucalyptus grows. Marco Polo, fastest on the sea. Marco Polo, the fastest on the sea, said the black balloon and Mr. Baines to Bali Fars one day. It's up to you to keep your crew when the gold lures them away. Said Bali Fars to Mr. Baines, I have a plan so fine. Leave it to me and then you'll agree I'm king of the black ball line. Marco Polo, the fastest on the sea. Marco Polo, the fastest on the sea. When we reached Australia's shore, Bali Fars declared the scurvy. On this trip you won't leave the ship until we reach the Mersey. And now we lie in Salthouse Dock, I go to sea no more, sir. Done me time with a black ball line and Captain Bully Fob, sir. Marco Polo, the fastest on the sea. Marco Polo, the fastest on the sea.
Thank you. In Liverpool, where a lot of the sailing ships came from, there's a we have a slight colour problem there, but it's not. It's not between the black and the white, it's between the orange and the green, which is something that's still going on in Ireland, the orange being Protestants and the green being the Catholic. And this is a song about a fella who was unfortunate to that one of the parents was green and one, well, the other one was orange. It's got a really good chorus to it, so I'll try it a couple of times. Chorus goes, oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Want to try that? Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, me father was an Ulster man, proud Protestant was he. Me mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married into churches and lived happily enough until the day that I was born, then things got rather rough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Baptised by Father Riley, then rushed away by car to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, and yet in spite of that, to me father I was William, while me mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I'd proudly stroll, and later on the Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. Both sides they tried to claim me, but I was smart because I played me flute or played me harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. One day, me pa's relations, they came to visit me. By chance, me father's kinfolk were just sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight. And being strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Now my parents never could agree about my type of school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool. They both passed on, God bless them, but left me caught between that awful colour problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green.
Thank you.
a song now about a woman going out to the local to find a husband. The song is the conversation which goes on between the man and the wife when she gets there. It's called Johnny, My Man, Do You Nae Think O' Rising?
Johnny, my man, do you nae think o' rising? The day is far spent and the next coming on. Ye sailors I din, and ye stoops teemer for ye. Rise up, my man Johnny, and come awa him. Oh, isn't that I hear her speaking so kindly? I ken it's the voice of my ain wifey Jean. Come in, me dearie, and set down aside me. There's a room in the tavern for me, for buys me. Johnny, my man, our bens is a greeting. Nay, meal in the barrel for to fill their wee wains. While ye sat here drinking, ye leave me lamenting. Rise up, my man Johnny, and come away. Do ye nae remember the first days we courted? On a bed of primroses we bathed it set down, or picking the flowers in each other's company. Ye nae thought it lang then, nor such to gain. Weel dae I mind on the days that ye mentioned, but those days are past and they'll nae come again. Just think on the present and try to amend it. Rise up, my man Johnny, and come away. Johnny raised up and he flung the door open. My curse on the tavern that first let me in. My curse on the whiskey that makes me aye frisky. So fare thee well, whiskey, and I'm away.
Well, I really enjoy this weekend here as usual. I just want to thank everybody for staying around. I told Bob I'd turn the lights out and throw the cat out. This, I think, is one of my favourite kind of parting songs. It's called The Parting Glass, and I think it's a song which, you know, just should be end of the night.
Well, of all the money that e'er I had, I spent it in good company. And of all the harm that e'er I done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for the want of wit, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass,
they are sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they would wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, so I'll gently rise and I'll softly call, good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend and leisure time for to sit a while, there is a fair maid in the town whose solely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, my heart and mind she does enthrall. So fill to me the parting glass, good night and joy be with you all. Good night.
Well, this is that kind of sad moment that we experience every year. It's kind of hard to end the festival and not have a few tears in your eyes. It's a place where people gather and get to know each other and share something that's very precious. If the picking and singing gathering will come on the stage now, we'll sing something to close the program. And I'll see you again next year.
This is the, at the moment, not the picking and singing gathering. Folk Music Society of East Central New York. It's a Folk Music Society of the USA. Because everybody on here is members, and you've heard a lot of them already in the concert. Michael Cooney and Cliff and Peyton's. And if there are any other members up there who didn't hear about this, feel free to filter into the back of the stage as we proceed.
And those of you who aren't members, stay right where you are, because we've got you outnumbered. If you leave, we're going to come down there.
Spread yourselves out. The stage will collapse.
Sure, the stage will hold it?
That's not such a joke. Oh, I don't believe it. Did you grease your unicycle, Michael?
Hey, did you bring the seals?
No. How far is up?
Listen, don't forget to clean off the wire before we send out the dog this time.
I've noticed that. All right. I can't think of anymore.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I know. Wait a minute. Another Tonto joke. Oh. I don't think he did this. How do you get rid of a how do you get rid of cops? Cliff Haslam.
Whose trousers were in Mrs. Murphy's chowder?
I don't know. Whose trousers?
Bill's
pants. I don't want to repeat that.
You know what they say about Bill Spence?
What do they say about Bill Spence?
You can dress him up, but you can't take him out.
Ah, wow. You can take music out of the country, but...
Remember, you can pick your friends, and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose.
But foolishly, folks.
Foolishly. Foolishly now. Let's continue. Go ahead, Michael.
This is a gathering song. Time, it is a precious thing.
Thank you.
Peace to you all. Good night.
Have a nice year.